He'd slammed on the brakes on purpose, knowing perfectly well that it would send us dogs flying around in the back. He did it all the time. It was another of his pathetic attempts at humor. It wasn't funny the first time, and it got unfunnier and unfunnier the more he did it. Oh well. The tire shop was located in a big metal building. Slim got the flat tire out of the back of the pickup and rolled it inside. I hopped down and followed a few steps behind. Suddenly, my nose began picking up a strange odor. It was strong, and it smelled a lot like, well, rubber. Oh yes, this was a tire shop, right? And tires are made of rubber, yes? So there we were. It was all fitting together. Several men were working inside, changing flats and making a lot of racket. One of them saw us and came towards us. Description: shorter than Slim and stocky in build, khaki pants and shirt, dark hair and eyes, and a nice smile. Oh, and his name was stitched on the front of his shirt: Miguel. He and Slim seemed to know each other. They shook hands and made small talk. The substance of their conversation, as I recall, was that the weather had been too hot and too dry, and that we needed a rain. I agreed with all of that. Slim pointed to his tire. "I'm broke down, Miguel. Reckon you can fix me up?"
"No problem."
He took the tire and laid it up on a rack and started airing it up. Slim slouched against the wall and glanced around the building. "Where's that dog-eating cat of yours?" Miguel looked up and grinned.
"Pico? He's around. He hides and waits. When the dog comes close..."
Miguel made claws and growled. Well, that got my attention. A dog-eating cat? I'd never heard of such a thing, and suddenly I found my eyes prowling the racks of tires at the rear of the... There he was. A big Siamese tomcat. He was perched on top of some tires, staring at me with weird blue eyes. Oh, and he was flicking the tip of his tail. Our gazes met. Through my eyes, I sent the cat a message. "Pal, I don't know who you are or who you think you are, but the last kitty that tried to eat me spent some time in the hospital." The cat, Pico was his name, I suppose, received my eye message and, well, didn't show much response at all, to tell you the truth, which proved that he was just another dumb cat. If he'd had any sense at all, he would have left the building and found a place to hide.